Hi, I'm David Murphy, and I'm talking today with Chris Minas, who's the MD and co-founder of a fairly new mobile marketing firm, NimbleTank. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, Chris, when did NimbleTank launch?
We launched officially in January 2012, so just over a year ago now.
Okay, and who's behind the company, and what's the background of the founders?
Well, the background of the founders is myself, so ex being a CTO at global digital advertising agencies. Peter Veitch, who is the one of the co-founders of the bio agency, and Robin Sousa, who's another co-founder of the bio agency.
Okay, and in terms of what you do as a business, do you specialize in any particular aspect of mobile marketing, or full service, or strategy? Where do you sit?
Well, we describe ourselves as a new generation of digital agency that specializes in mobile, and it encompasses full service. So that's across the board with strategic thinking first, and then that strategic thinking bringing in mobile web apps, products, integrations such as augmented reality. And also, the marketing aspect, so engagement pieces, campaigns, and advertising. So, it encompasses the full range of services.
Okay, and in terms of the deliverables, is this all in-house, or do you bring in specialist companies as you need their services?
It's all in-house. That's part. It's one of our USPs. In fact, I think one of my bugbears over the years was how many agencies. And not just mobile agencies, but I think predominantly mobile agencies recently, the amounts of sort of work and external partners or outsourcing partners they use. But we pride ourselves on the fact that we do everything internally in our offices. And if we do need to use partners for certain aspects, we're quite open with our clients and sometimes actually refer a partner as opposed to white labeling a service and putting it forward as our own service.
Sure. So how big's a team then, if you're doing most of what you do in-house?
Team currently is 15 people and growing fairly rapidly.
Okay. It's tempting to ask why the world needs another mobile marketing agency. There's, in the days when I was first writing about mobile marketing, there were only half a dozen, and then over the past sort of decade, I suppose, lots of them have sprung up. Some of them have been acquired. Some might argue you're a little late to the game. So what's your USP? Why does the world need NimbleTank?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. I was asked that more a year or two ago than I am now. My view was always, I mean, over the last 10 years, I've been CTO for a few group digital agencies, and I also worked with a lot of the what I call historical mobile companies, and I saw the fact that digital agencies were not really mobile first. And their view of mobile was very much here and in the now, which was 10 years ago, working with SMS campaigns and WAP-based sites. Then 5 years ago, seeing the need to build, iPhone apps at the tail end of a overarching marketing plan. And I just saw, I've had an epiphany really a few years ago where I just saw the need for an agency to almost remodel itself to focus on mobile, because mobile currently and back then a couple of years ago was very much about apps, but I could see that becoming much more diverse and much more complex and much more technically detailed. But not only just technically, from a creative and usability and the change in user behavior and change of businesses need to adapt to multiple platforms engaging users in a different way. It was just a really obvious need that my view was there are no agencies, and that is full service digital creative agencies focusing on this medium. I think a lot of the companies currently in the market have either stemmed from technology GSM sorts of backgrounds, either product backgrounds offering sort of product solutions, or are groups of people who describe themselves as agencies but haven't really got the digital agency packaging and way of working as we all would expect it. For those of us who've worked in the likes of the group agencies and marketing agencies.
Okay, and how's this gone down with the people that you've been pitching to for business? You know, who's on the client list?
Yeah, well, it's been very successful as an independent agency, and also working with larger agencies as well as direct clients. We always thought, our 50% of our work may be more production, 50% would be strategic thinking and creative sort of marketing solutions for our clients.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it over the last 6 months, the appreciation of my view, and it's kind of ratifies the view of how many digital agencies are in this space, but the clients that we meet are very pleased and excited and engage us very quickly. And over the last 6 months, we've acquired clients ranging from ASOS to Universal Music and to name a few, that are on our website. But
okay, and how does a new agency get a foot in the door with these people?
Well, I think our that was a tricky one for us, and there was always a question: are we a little bit behind the game? I think coming in when we did was a deliberate move, and actually interesting because the market was really focusing on app development. We tried a different tack, and we spent 6 months developing what we wanted to be a very highly engaging mobile website for our own brand, our own company. And we did that because we wanted to demonstrate what you could do with a bit of creative thinking and a bit of pushing the boundaries and technology. And that was just one example through mobile web, but it demonstrates, if anyone wants to look at our mobile sites on their iPhone or other smartphones, it demonstrates what you can do with the right thinking. And that was very much a tool for our clients. A lot of our new business and clients and interest is through just general word of mouth, spreading the news about our website and how it works.
Okay, well, you and I, as you recall, spoke before Christmas, and you said that same thing to me, and I must admit I was a bit sceptical. So the first thing I did was to go to the website on my PC initially, and it told me that this site's best viewed on a tablet or a phone. So I went to it on the phone, and it was quite unlike any mobile site I've seen before. There was no way in which it looked like a full fat website that had been stripped down for mobile, which even a lot of the best mobile sites that I've seen do. So a very brave move, and I can see why it's gone down so well and won you business. So I guess the natural question coming off that, if you can do that for yourselves, and actually, when somebody accesses that website or your .com website on a PC to put up a message saying this is best seen on a phone, would you take your clients down that route? If you go to an ASOS or a bank or a publisher, would you go as far as saying, look, if you really believe this mobile first thing, more or less, you haven't quite ditched the full website, but your full website is just a few nice videos with people saying good things about you. So, how far do you take that when you're engaging with a client?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, to be honest, I think it's an evolution of both client brands and consumers. If you'd asked me that question a year or two ago, I'd have said, our initial strategy would always open up with a branded mobile website. And I think that's evolved into people are talking about responsive design, and other people are talking about, more recently, the market's talking about giving consumers the option to flip between a full branded website that's optimized for mobile or a mobile design specific site. It really depends what the client's objectives are. If quite a few clients really just want to get a presence through the mobile web, and kind of be there as a shop window, a bit like the days when brands initially wanted their first websites when, browsers hit the market. They didn't really think about what they could do with it. It's like, we just need to be there. Some clients take that approach. I personally always lay out to our clients the various options that, if it's a brand engagement, fine. If it's enabling, the full product or marketing or content features of your full site, there's other ways to do that through mobile in a slightly differently designed sites for mobile. And the third option is, just about engaging users in a different way and actually design a bit, so a bit like our site and a bit similar to the work we did for ASOS, which is a mobile web engagement piece called the Daily Edit. The engagement pieces for us work very well. They're relatively quick to implement and they engage users and we target, so in certain, whether it's to drive e-commerce or drive sales or drive awareness, kind of honing that down into a mobile engagement can be much more rewarding and successful than, for example, paying for a large mobile advertising campaign to redesign the entire platform to have multiple bells and whistles. So that I think is evolving, year on year. And at the moment, I see, sort of two or three key options for mobile web for that I present to clients. So I don't think there's any one kind of one way or correct answer. It really depends on what the client's looking to achieve.
Fair enough. And what's next for you then for the rest of 2013 and beyond?
Well, I think we are growing fairly quickly. We're looking to, well, we're currently developing Windows 8 mobile and BlackBerry 10 mobile as partners of Nokia and Microsoft and RIM. We are looking to grow those teams. We're currently looking to expand into the US, opening an office last year in Austin, Texas. We are looking to start developing solutions more with partners around payment. I think a lot of these a lot of functionality or trends in mobile is the same for most people. I think payments is going to be key, connected devices is going to be key. So we're looking to develop more technology around working with partners to enable slick and smart solutions, and really kind of review that at the tail end of this year.
Okay, and interesting there that you mentioned Windows Phone and the new BlackBerry. I don't know, it just seems, I get the feeling talking to people, there's a sense that three seems to be about the right number for competing mobile platforms. Like the operators would like an alternative to Android and iOS as well, but perhaps there's not room for both of those sort of upstarts or phoenix from the ashes, as it were. So if you had to choose between the two, which one do you think's got the most chance of making it, or do you think they've both got a chance?
Between iOS and Android,
No, between BlackBerry and
BlackBerry and Windows.
iPhone.
Windows 8 mobile. I think people have forgotten the scale of Microsoft as an organization. I think Windows 8 mobile connected to the desktops will be quite a major kind of evolution in not just the mobile kind of sector, but just the general kind of connected technology sectors, platforms.
But having said that, a minute ago you said that you're looking at the BlackBerry platform and looking to develop for it, so you haven't written it off just yet.
No, I haven't written it off, and I do, appreciate its kind of key time for BlackBerry. However, they still have a fairly significant, customer base, especially in the UK. I know that's changed a lot over the last year in the rest of the world. But I think, as long as they have that kind of user base, and as long as they have, key brands, you know, asking for product from those devices, I actually see it as quite a niche market for us, because actually there's not many, if at all, you know, BlackBerry 10 kind of solution developers or agencies delivering in the UK, if not further afield. And, you know, we'll go where the consumers are and where the businesses want to be. And that's part, again, a part of our USP is being ahead of the curve, working with, you know, device manufacturers and carriers and platforms to be ahead of the curve, so that we can position our clients in the right space in advance and not play catch up. And I think the same will apply for a lot of the new generation of phones in the developing worlds. You know, I think there's an interesting market as well. And you mentioned earlier about, is it a bit late to you know, be a mobile agency in this space? I actually just see it as the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Mobile has been more prominent in the last 4 or 5 years. I really just think we're in the really the first kind of runs of the ladder of where mobile and cross platforms going over the next 10 years.
Good stuff. And I appreciate what you're saying there. I think there's a danger for people who've been looking at this sector, working in this sector for the best part of a decade, to sort of think, well, you know, it's actually quite mature. And I think when there's a lot of brands coming to it now, who realise that actually, you know, it's very immature and it's still in its infancy, really. And there's a heck of a lot further to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other interesting bit, as well as being an agency that, you know, works things, operates like a creative, you know, digital mobile agency, obviously there's a strong emphasis on the presentation and usability and the ideas. But actually the other evolution of mobile that I've noticed over the last, and I don't think I really appreciated it again until, you know, over the last year, the sorts of apps that we're developing now, they're not just standalone apps deployed in the app store that, you know, X 100,000, you know, apps sitting in the store developed by, you know, bedroom programmers and whatnot. The sort of apps that we're doing now are highly sophisticated system integration pieces. So the actual app development part of it is only 25% of the effort required to solution. And I think that's another benefit that we have, having such a strong technical team. We're you know, integrating our apps into like point of sale systems, CRM systems, intelligent content platforms, and so on and so on.
Yeah.
And, I think that's a challenge as well, because most people who've worked in the app development space over the last 5 years, and I know because, you know, I see these people every day, are needing to move into more of a you know, system engineer or software engineer space, and that's a little bit alien for them, because obviously I've been working on more creative and kind of entertainment based apps.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, it all sounds fantastically exciting. Chris, wish you all the best. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks very much.